NBA draft on Thursday night. The Raptors do not have a pick in the first or second round, but now there are rumors and reports that Masai Ujiri and the Raps want to move into the top 10 to take a Canadian kid. And to talk about that, the draft and upcoming free agency, we're joined now by ESPN NBA analyst. Here's Tom Penn back in the show. How you doing, Tom?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're talking about this 6'10 kid in Montreal who's 12 years old. I mean, would that show up on your radar if you're looking towards the 2024 draft or whatever it is?
Every human being who's 6'10 on the planet shows up on the radar.
Right.
There aren't many of them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So the Raptors are in a very precarious position here because they're coming off a franchise record 59 wins. They get swept again by Cleveland. That's an ugly look, a bad look. It cost Dwayne Casey his job. And now Masai's going into an offseason where I can tell you up here in Toronto, there's a lot of anxiety about what they're going to do. But he's got no picks in the draft and really no cap space. So how difficult is this going to be for Masai Ujiri to change his roster this summer?
Well, it's difficult. The last step is always the hardest step. But Masai's done such a great job of building, you know, a terrific team. So you don't lose sight of that. They had their best year ever with the clunker at the end, which is what everybody remembers, and that's what hurts. But the core of that team coming back as is pretty darn good. I'm guessing this guy named LeBron is going to be leaving the Eastern Conference and going to a new place, which will shake things up. So not like there's any reason to panic or do anything dramatic in Toronto. And now they need to try to get better, and they will try to get better. And, you know, would help to have a draft pick, that's for sure.
You mentioned the Raps roster, and you said they're a tremendous team, but are they just a good regular season team that has basically no chance of getting it done in the playoffs? Because as people that live in Toronto and basically quasi-fans of the team, that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, you know, the question is whether the backcourt together with the money they make, you know, the full makeup of the team, is it good enough? Is it pressure-packed? Can they win the big games? I understand those questions. You know, that's probably the big question around their office is, do we need to make a deal and get different?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've shown what we are. It's good, but it's not maybe excellent, borderline great. So these are the hardest moves to make, and they're going to have to do it via trade because, as everyone knows, they're already over the luxury tax. They have very limited ability to do anything in the free agent market, and, of course, they have zero draft picks, so it's going to be tricky.
Well, there are reports out there that everyone on the roster is available, and that doesn't mean anybody's going to get traded or a bunch of guys are going to get traded, but that's Masai, I would think, or Bobby Webster leaking that out to the media. And reports that they want to get into the top 10. And even the player that they would target has been reported. And that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of Kentucky, who's a guard. And this is a team who, again, has been backcourt heavy. You got Kyle Lowry for a couple more years. DeLon Wright's a good up-and-coming player. Fred VanVleet was great. Now, who knows if he's going to come back. He's a free agent this summer. But what do you make of this report being out there and even the attachment to the player that they would be targeting with that top 10 pick?
Well, I don't know if it's true. Usually when a player's name is floated so clearly, it's not accurate. I will say that today, every single team in the NBA wants to be in the top 10, including the teams that are already in the top 10. This is the perfect time where everybody wants to move up, but you got to have assets and resources to do it. Usually what you need are multiple picks to trade to move up, which they don't have, or really young talent that could be top 10 worthy, and they really don't have that either. So I think it's highly unlikely they get in the top 10.
What do you make of this Kawhi Leonard news, the reports that he wants out of San Antonio? How do you see that playing out?
Well, it's curious. You know, normally there isn't this kind of unrest in San Antonio, although it wasn't very long ago LaMarcus Aldridge sort of made it known that he wanted to move on, and he was able to do a contract extension stay and is quite happy. So that's always possible for Kawhi. Look, I don't think Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford are going to be bullied or influenced in any way, I think they're probably open to making a move, but this is, you know, it's a top five talent, right? It's a top five guy in the NBA. Interestingly, they would want someone back who's an all-star caliber player.
I don't think they want Lonzo Ball.
No, I don't think Lonzo. Or they'd want multiple Youngs or a chance at Youngs that could grow into a star player, and it just puts you on a different timeline. But they may very well patch things up. So, but it is an intriguing and unusual story to see somebody within the core of the Spurs publicly disgruntled and asking to get out. That's just uncharted territory at this level.
We're Tom Penn of ESPN. You mentioned LeBron. You have a feeling he's going west. Do you think that's the Lakers? Is it Houston? I mean, how are you reading this situation with LeBron?
I think it's the Lakers. I think that we're at a point where he can make a decision sort of for the first day of the rest of his life. And in the way that David Beckham went to L.A., in the way that Wilt Chamberlain went to Los Angeles way back when. It's just I live there. I've lived it. I'm living it. It's just an awesome place to go. And for a player of his stature and caliber and a superstar of his caliber, for if you think about the rest of his life, it's just a great anchor place to be. And when you talk basketball, I don't think he needs to be measured by championships only. And this whole, you know, obsession with getting past Golden State, he's been there 8 times in a row. I think he could go to the Lakers and make them relevant and meaningful. And if they get into the playoffs and, you know, it's a big success, it'll capture the city. And then as Golden State sunsets a little bit here, and you never know what happens, they could be right there to take over and burst through as the young talent there gets older. I mean, if you look at what they have in L.A., it kind of looks similar to what Cleveland had when he chose to go to Cleveland. He's willing to just do the work and make everybody better, and everybody gets a ton better. That's what happened with Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson and so on. So I think they have enough flexibility in L.A. I don't know what the moves are going to be, but they can make stuff happen.
Enjoy the next week and a half. It should be fun in the NBA. Thank you for doing this, Tom.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you. Thanks.
Tom Penn, ESPN NBA analyst. Thinks LeBron is going to end up in L.A.
He forgot to mention one other guy that moved west to L.A. area. Wayne Gretzky.
And Wayne Gretzky still lives in L.A., I believe,
yeah.
And is pretty committed to L.A. ever since going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that would be cool, obviously, for the Lakers. It would be great for the Eastern Conference. Like, right. Get out of here. You've been here
now
your whole career.
Now it opens it up.
Absolutely. Changes the whole landscape of the Eastern Conference. He's been in the NBA Finals 8 years in a row. Like,
so
LeBron.
There's no chance. Anybody not attached to LeBron James out East, no chance.
Somebody new is going to get there.
Yeah.
And I think Cleveland immediately crumbles into just an awful team.
Well, there's reports that they believe in Cleveland that if LeBron leaves, it's not a teardown situation. That's
get
such
over
a
yourself.
Crock.
Yeah, look at your roster without him. Like, yeah. It's not good enough, and it's not going to win. I mean, maybe it can hover around the 8th spot in the East, but they're not any good without him. Opens the door for Boston, Philly, Toronto. I mean, Toronto, they do win in the playoffs. It's just not against LeBron. So if you don't have
right.
to face him anymore, you know, that clearly, that's probably the best move Masai can make all summer. Is one he isn't even involved in, LeBron leaving
he
the conference.
He just helps facilitate, like, him, LeBron going
absolutely.
Out west.
And obviously he has nothing to do with that, but the point I'm making is the best thing that can happen to the Raptors this summer is LeBron leaving.